The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 17th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered the village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I greet you this evening with words from the Apostle Paul that he wrote to the Romans. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is proclaimed throughout the world. For God, whom I serve with my spirit by announcing the gospel of his Son, is my witness that without ceasing I remember you always in my prayers. On this Thanksgiving Eve and every day, I give thanks to God for all of you. Thank you for all that you do in service to God, your community, and the world. That is what Thanksgiving is about, giving thanks for what we are grateful for, acknowledging the blessings that we have received. And I count you as some of my greatest blessings. I begin this sermon with a couple of questions. What were you doing last year at this time? Perhaps you were with friends and family, gathered without caution or fear, maskless, and enjoying hugs and tables filled with bountiful assortments of food and drink. Maybe you were one of those who gathered to prepare a Thanksgiving meal that will be shared with over 1,000 people in your community. Maybe you attended a Thanksgiving Eve or Thanksgiving worship service in your beloved sanctuary. Now I have another question for you. What are you doing here? Are you here because it's what you do on Thanksgiving Eve? Are you here because your pastor or a member of the congregation said, "We should have a Thanksgiving Eve service," and out of love or obligation or a little of both, this is what you're doing? Are you here because our world has been turned upside down and we live in a time of stay-at-home advisories, and this is the only way that you can connect with others? This Thanksgiving, this national holiday, looks and feels different. A beloved tradition in my family, passed down from my mother, is to watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. It will look much different this year. For some of our brothers and sisters, they have spent 38 years devoting their Thanksgiving Day to preparing and serving free Thanksgiving meals to their community. It looks different this year, with only takeout and delivery meals, and only a few hundred meals being prepared. Many football fans will find themselves watching from the comfort of their living rooms instead of being in a crowded stadium, which would be my preferred way. But for others, and those of you who are Steeler fans whose game has been postponed till Sunday, they're disappointed. And for many in our country, this Thanksgiving Day will be one with an empty chair at the table. This has been a year filled with fear, anger, disappointments, and adjustments. Should we perhaps be lamenting instead of giving thanks? Why are you here at this Thanksgiving Eve service? Our scripture lessons teach us that it is a blessing to give thanks to God. In Deuteronomy, we read, "But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power to get wealth, so that he may confirm his covenant that he swore to your ancestors, as he is doing today." The psalmist tells us to serve the Lord with gladness and enter the gates of the Lord with thanksgiving. And Paul wrote, "You will be enriched in every way by your great generosity, which will produce thanksgiving to God through us. For the rendering of this ministry not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also overflows with many thanksgivings to God." The lesson of the Samaritan leper teaches us that when we return to give thanks to God, we receive a double blessing. The leper was healed of his disease, as were his companions. All 10 received the blessing of healing. And before you condemn the 9 for not returning, they didn't do anything wrong. They did exactly what Jesus told them to do. We have many people in our world who receive the blessing of healing and who do not give thanks to God for that healing. The healing is not taken away. But what the Samaritan leper received when he returned was a second blessing. Jesus said, "Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." Jesus didn't just heal him of the physical symptoms of his leprosy. His spirit was made well through his faith. And that is what the 9 missed. When we give thanks to God, we are blessed by that offering of thanks. Maybe that is what you're doing here this evening. And being blessed in that way enables us to be able to offer that gift to others. Several years ago, I received a thank you card in the mail at Thanksgiving. It was from a young woman in my church who I enjoyed spending time with. We sang in the choir together, put on shows for the mother-daughter banquets, and took walks together, talking about life, church, and many other things. I so enjoyed those times. That card that I received was a second blessing of those times. When we, like the leper, return to give thanks, we are twice blessed. You may have heard the expression, "blessed to be a blessing." How can you share the blessings that you have received or will receive tomorrow as our nation pauses to observe this Thanksgiving holiday? Do you know someone who will be alone? Phone calls are safe. Call them and tell them that you thank God for their friendship. When is the last time that you sent a handwritten note to someone? As you sit and let the turkey digest tomorrow evening, could you write out a card or two? As you gather in whatever number you choose to gather in tomorrow, thank God for each other. Thanksgiving will look and feel different this year, but one thing remains constant: God's love for us. Thanks be to God.